We're about to have some church up in here. We're supposed to get ready to praise the Lord, and we're going to do this. We're going to do this, y'all. This is my way. This is the way I praise y'all.
Hey, y'all, where the party at?
It started way over 2,000 years ago when Jesus Christ, my Lord and my Savior, gave his life for me and for you.
Hey, y'all, where the party at?
Then he says in the word of God that you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Yeah, y'all.
Hey, y'all, where the party at?
And the party got started in the upper room. And the Holy Ghost fell on them brothers and sisters up in there.
Hey, y'all, where the party at?
Yeah, down in southeast Georgia, the town called Elon off I-17. The Holy Ghost fell right there at my grandma's house.
Hey, y'all, where the party at?
Party fell up on Brother Paul Williams, the saxophone player on this track. Yeah, moved all in his hands.
Hey, y'all, where the party at?
All in his feet, all over him. Yeah, y'all, and the party is in him, in his soul, yeah.
Hey, y'all, where the party at?
The party right now is in Dallas, Texas, where we at right now. Lee Jr.,
hey,
Brother Paul,
where the party at?
So this is the revival. Holy Ghost and fell up on the show. And now we got to do this, man. We got to praise the Lord.
Hey, y'all, where the party at?
We got to do it this way, though. This is our way. Yeah, this is how we praise y'all. This is how we praise y'all. So come on, get on up in here.
Hey, y'all, where the party at?
Yeah, the party right now is in my shoes. Is in my feet. And I'm about to dance, 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 dance.
Hey, y'all,
yeah, y'all,
where the party at?
And I can't stop moving. I just can't stop moving. Make it throw up your hands and shout.
Hey, y'all, where the party at?
Oh, Holy Ghost, fall upon me. I want to be wrapped up, tied up, tangled up, all in
hey,
the
y'all, where the party at?
Yeah, that's the Spirit of God doing it. That's the Spirit of God doing it, y'all. So I've learned to let go and let God have his way.
Hey, y'all, where the party at?
Oh, the party is right here in my soul. Man, I just got a joy in my soul right now. I got to give it
hey,
to God.
Y'all, where the party at?
Where the party is in my hands. I just can't stop raising my hands, clapping my hands, and just moving all around this place. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, where the party at?
The party right now, y'all, is right now. It's going on. You might as well go on and get up in here with us and praise the Lord.
Tonight. Very inspirational, full of energy, everyone. Call in. Phone lines are open at 657 383 877-207-7771. Call in and give Lee Alston and his band the Soulstick Music Revival. They are introducing the ultimate music experience. Call in on the show. Give them a shout out. Welcome back, Lee Alston.
Hello, Brenda. Thank you for having me again. It's good to be back.
Oh, you are so much fun. What all else you got in your hat, huh?
You know what? I'm still getting it out. I'm still getting it out. This is just a little bit. This is still just a little bit of what I got rolling around in my head right now. But the whole Soulistic Music Revival came when I was going through a point several years ago. I was rocked a little bit. You know how life brings you some changes. And so I put down the music for a little bit and got into a place spiritually where I had to reconnect with God. And so I needed a rebirth. I needed a revival with my music, with my mind and everything. And so that concept of Soulistic Music Revival came to me, and it's been working. It's been working for me that way. And a lot of people that listen to the music, especially on SoundCloud, I get so many people that follow me on SoundCloud that comment on this particular brand of gospel. And this is a genre that came to me, and I came up with that concept.
Okay. You need to explain that a little bit more. A lot of folks, it's new to them. It's fresh. They never heard of it. Go ahead, speak more on that.
Well, it's basically a revival that happened in me. I started off playing quartet, as a matter of fact, about 40 years ago. And from quartet, I ventured off and started playing other genres of music. And then, one day I just wanted to create my own genre. Based upon my, of course, we talked about my Gullah Soul heritage last time I was on the air with you, and I just brought all that together like a big old Creole gumbo mix. And so, taking what I've learned over the years and connecting with myself spiritually with God again, I got off path a little bit, but that's all right. I came back. And so now I'm doing gospel this way, the way I feel it needs to be, from me. And so I can't do everyone else, and that's what I had to learn. There's artists that the people want to emulate, but I can't do that. I have to be who I am. And so when this particular style birthed in me, I had to bring it out. And it took a while for people to really catch on, because when you're used to listening to a certain genre growing up, a lot of people tend to gravitate toward that genre that they're used to. And I'll tell people, well, this is what I'm doing now. Just listen to the message, listen to the groove I'm doing, listen to the message most of all, because there's a message in this music. And I want to really, bring that out. More than the music is the message. And so this is the way I do it. This is what praise sounds like to me in my head. So that's why I do it that way.
Right. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Thank you for that information. Wow. Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome.
Oh, wow. So the name of the band, where did that come from? How did you come up with the idea of naming your band this way? And can you please name the members of your band?
Okay. Band members are, of course, myself, my son, Lee Jr., Omar Williams. He's one of the percussionists. And Paul Williams, who is a saxophonist. When I came up with this concept of this particular genre, I wanted to work with individuals who had a vision just to be open with their music and just let it all out. Let the soul of the music come out again, let the feel of the music, let the energy of the music come out again. And so basically when that concept came to me and the word Soulistic Music Revival, one word came to me, I'm like, say, yeah, that fits what I'm getting ready to do. of course, that was several, that was many years ago, and began to put tracks together on my own. But then when Omar came, Paul came, my son's always been there, but when these brothers came and we put all this stuff together, you know, it was just a blessing to hear all of the sounds, all of the soul coming together and unifying and putting all this together with a message.
All right. Thank you for that information. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Wow. Okay. So the track that I played first, the name of that track, Acts 2:1, is that correct?
Yes, it's Acts 2:1-4. Basically, that's the Bible verse, and you know, it's a very, very familiar passage of scripture when the Holy Spirit came in the upper room, and so I did the song the way I see it, and that's how
right.
I came up with that concept.
Okay, yeah, I love the tune.
Yeah, thank you.
It's a lot of energy. Now I'm gonna go ahead and start playing another one of your songs. This one is called Atmosphere. Is there a brief story behind this track here?
Atmosphere, being in the presence of God, and that presence of God, feeling the move of God, feeling the power of God, you know, just being in His presence is so refreshing. And that's how I painted this picture with this particular concept.
Okay. All right, then. Everyone stay tuned. The phone lines are open. Call in. Be right back.
I just want to take the time to bless your name. Yes, you're the king. Oh, yes, you reign. Oh, you're the one. God's only begotten Son, all praise, all glory to you. Give you thanks for all you do. No longer the way I was, nobody loves me the way you do.
Thank you. gospel party tonight here on air. All right. All right. Lee, give your website information and the social media for folks to follow you up on, please.
Oh, yes, yeah, sure. You can follow me at www.bandmix.com/LEE134814. That's Bandmix. I'm on bandmix.com. You can also go to my main website on Alignable at alignable.com/Freeport, that's FreePortTX, /GullahSoulMuzik. Or you can just type in at Google, LeeAlston, GullahSoulMuzik.
All right. I'm quite sure our listeners got that.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Yeah. All right. Wow. So do you have any new music projects coming up, also even in television, Lee?
Yeah, I sure do, as a matter of fact. Since the last time I was on the air with you, I signed with Hillboy Music out of Mississippi as a music producer, audio engineer over there. And I have some artists I'm working with right now. We're getting ready to introduce next year a group out of Columbus, Georgia, a gentleman out of Kansas City, Missouri, Virginia. The television, the movie that we did the music score for, they're editing that right now, of course, as we speak. And so they're pushing to get that out. And I got Omar right now. He's, you know, I got him working on some new ideas for some percussion runs for me. And so I'm kind of feeling about, you know, maybe putting out something new for next year, maybe. Other than that, just working with other various artists as well, producing them as well. Also, I'm working with a young lady, networking with her, healthcare line, as a matter of fact. I did some radio promo work for her to help her push that as well. So I'm just keeping myself busy, you know, putting my hands on some things that are positive and moving.
All right. All right. That sounds good. So I would like to ask you, what motivates you to keep going, to keep doing this music thing here and also your TV project?
I'm just driven. You know, as a child growing up, you see all the other artists and musicians that have achieved their goals, and you read the magazines. I remember growing up as a child in the 70s and 80s, you know, I would read Jet magazine to see who was in the top 20 or whatever, you know, that week or whatever, and I'm looking at these and I'm like, man, you know, that would be so nice for me to be able to do that one day. And so just working hard all these years and putting in the work, staying with it, you know, maintain a positive attitude, a positive mindset, and of course, number one, my faith in God, it's all happening. It's all coming together.
Oh, yes, it is. I can see that. So, I would like to play another track. We're almost coming to an end, and I'm trying to ask as much as I can from you and tease everybody with some of your music. You need to let everybody know right now where they can purchase your music at any music outlets online on the internet. Go ahead, give that information now.
Yes, if you go to bandmix.com, and I'm going to repeat that information again. That's www.bandmix.com/LEE134814.
All right. Well, thank you for that information. Here is vow of celibacy.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right. I'll be right back.
Would it be cool if I gave you roses just because?
Would it be cool
if I proposed my love to you?
Would it be cool
if I placed this ring on your finger?
Would it be cool
if we stood as one before the Lord?
Encouraging to me because I'm trying to save myself from marriage.
Right.
And that's beautiful. So when I'm hearing things like this, the feedback that I'm getting like that, that it's a reality issue and people are dealing with certain issues. And that's why I write songs, because I want to go as deep as I can to get in there and get in our mindset and have us thinking, you know, and have us, you know, focusing, you know, on what we need to do that's correct in the eyes of God and making him pleased with what we're doing. And so that's the main focus is giving the correct message. And
right.
They understand the message that I'm giving, yes.
Right, that's right. And what church organization you're from? What city and the name of your church?
It's the church is Acts 20 and 35, the Bible verse. It's real simple. Acts 20 and 35 Outreach Church, located in Freeport, Texas.
All right. Thank you for that information. And you're more than welcome to give a shout out briefly. And also, I want to ask any words of encouragement you want to give. Go ahead back to back on that.
All right. Okay. Yeah, I want to, once again, I just wanted to give a shout out, of course, to my parents, my brother Ricky. He was very influential. He and I, I shared this story last time. Wow, so many people here. Omar Williams, Paul Williams, my son Lee Jr. I want to give a shout out to Apostle R.L. Campbell and his wife Dr. Gretchen Campbell. He pours into me and encourages me as well, and I'm thankful for that. God placing people in my life who encourage me along the way still, and of course my family members back home in Georgia, all of y'all, the whole Gullah Nation, to all of y'all, I got a lot of love for y'all. Thank you, Brenda, for having me on the show to create a platform for me to be able to get my message out. I really appreciate that. For all of you that are doing your music, stay true to what you're doing. You know, you have to be you. You know, I can't be another recording artist out there doing it their way. I have to do it the way that it was given to me. You have to do the same thing. Stay true to that. Study hard. Study very hard. Practice very hard. It takes a lot of work to create your own genre, your own brand. It takes some time to do that. Just stay with it. Don't give up. And keep God first, and you'll get there.
Oh, wow. Thank you for that. Oh, wow. We'll give an applause.
Wait a minute. I got one more. Henry Jones III. I can't forget him. He designs my shirts for me. Keeps me looking right. Thank you, bro. All right. Thank you, Brenda.
All right. You're welcome. And you're always welcome to come back on my show. With any of your new projects, please do come back. I'll follow you for life, my dear friend. I love your music. I love your vibe. Your spirituality is so awesome. I want to play the last song for this night. Can you give us brief story behind this track called It's Personal?
It's Personal. This is what worship sounds like to me in my head and my relationship with God, how I wanted to speak to him. So basically that's why I named it It's Personal, because this is how I want to speak to him. I want to express my feelings to him openly.
All right. Thank you for that information. And thank you all that are listening tonight. If you have missed the show, please pass the link around. This show will stay active for over a year. And thank you, Lee Austin. Come back again. I'd love to hear
your
new music projects. And thank you, everyone, for all your support. This is Lady Diva signing out. Here is It's Personal by Soulstick Music Revival.
I want to take this time. Please tell me what's on your mind. Please make it clear to me. I want to be what you want me to be. What you feel is important to me. Need you to know you can depend on me. Lord, tell me, and I'll do it. My heart will love you. My soul exalts you. I want you to know I won't let you go. My heart will love you. My soul exalts you. I want you to know I won't let you go. Some people complain when you bring the sun or the rain. But Lord, I'm thankful either way. Oh, sovereign God, You gave us the morning star. And because of him, I can live again. My heart will love you. My soul exalts you. I want you to know I won't let you go. My heart will love you. My soul exalts you. And I don't want to let you go. My heart will love you. My soul exalts you. I want you to know I won't let you go.